As we've been reporting, 21 people died in Uvalde, Texas this week in the shooting at Robb Elementary. We want to take a moment now to remember those 19 children and two teachers, the lives they led and the legacies they leave behind.
10-year-old Xavier Lopez was an honor roll student who never shied away from a camera. His mother, Felicia, told reporters he could not wait to start middle school. "That smile I will never forget," she said. "It would always cheer anyone up." 48-year-old Irma Garcia was a fourth grade teacher at Robb Elementary, where she taught for 23 years. She had previously won the school's Teacher of the Year award. Her husband of 24 years, Joe, died of a heart attack just 2 days after the shooting. Their nephew, John, told reporters, "I'm really in shock right now." 9-year-old Eliana Garcia was outgoing and loved to sing. Her aunt, Syria, a middle school teacher in Uvalde, spoke about her niece.
"She was very happy and very outgoing. Loved to dance and sing and play sports. She was big into family, enjoyed being with the family."
McKenna Lee Elrod was a natural leader and loved tumbling. Her aunt Allison said, "Words cannot express the pain my sister and our family are going through. I know in the coming weeks, my sister is going to be overcome with so much." McKenna was 10 years old. Emery Jo Garza loved being a big sister and had just gotten a phone for her 10th birthday. Her family said she was killed trying to call 911. Her father wrote on Facebook, "I would do anything to have you back. Visit me in my dreams anytime." Cousins 10-year-old Annabelle Rodriguez and 9-year-old Jacqueline Cazares were in the same class at Robb Elementary. Their aunt Polly posted to Facebook, "My beautiful angels, at least you are together. Our hearts are broken in a million pieces. We love you." Fourth grade teacher Eva Morales, 44, had an expertise in special education. One parent said she will never forget how Eva went above and beyond for her daughter, Gabby, who has Down syndrome.
"It was more than anybody else has ever poured into my child, and I've just never seen anyone quite so dedicated."
The family of 10-year-old Eliana Cruz Torres waited for hours for information about her whereabouts. She was to play her final softball game of the season the day she died. Her aunt, Leandra, told reporters that Eliana had mixed emotions about the day. She didn't want softball to end. Fourth grader Tess Mata loved Ariana Grande and the Houston Astros. Her big sister, Faith, wrote on Facebook, "I'm angry because a coward took you from us. Sissy, I miss you so much. I just want to hold you and tell you how pretty you are." Tess was 10 years old. 8-year-old Uzia Garcia liked playing football and video games. His grandfather told reporters, "He was the sweetest little boy I had ever known. I'm not just saying that because he was my grandkid." 11-year-old Layla Salazar was fast, winning first place in several races at the school's field day. Her brother Nicholas spoke to reporters about his sister.
"We're just glad that we gave her the best life we could while she was here. There was never a dull day with her."
Cousins Jace Luvanos and Jayla Nicole Silguero, both 10, were the babies of their family and had just mourned the loss of their grandfather. Their grandmother, Linda, said she told her daughter, "Just look at it as your daddy taking your baby with him." Hours before the shooting, Alexandria Rubio made the honor roll. Her mother wrote on Facebook that the 10-year-old also received the Good Citizen Award. "We told her we loved her and would pick her up after school. We had no idea this was goodbye." 10-year-old Jose Flores had also just received an award for making honor roll. His uncle, Christopher, told reporters Jose loved going to school. He was very smart. Alethea Ramirez was a kind and caring soul. When her good friend was killed in a car accident, the 10-year-old continued to send artwork to his family. Her friend's mother told reporters that shows how pure and kind her heart was. Navea Bravo, also 10, could put a smile on anyone's face, according to her cousin. The family waited for hours to find out what happened to her. Her cousin told reporters, "We thought she was missing. It just feels like a nightmare we can't wake up from." Maita Rodriguez was 10 years old. Her family said she dreamed of going to Texas A&M to become a marine biologist. A family member wrote on Facebook, "Her mom wants everyone to know that her baby girl had a dream." Rogelio Torres, 10, was known as a very smart and loving child. His mother, Eva Dulia, remembered her son.
"He was a loving person. That's all I can say. He loved us. He was the one that made me, all my kids make me happy, smile and everything, but I lost him."
And friends and family of 11-year-old Miranda Mathis remembers her as fun and spunky. Her older cousin Deanna wrote on Facebook, "My sweet baby cousin, we loved you dearly. I'm so sorry."
And our hearts go out to the loved ones, to the families of all these innocent people. We are crying on the inside here.